Kermitol. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hi, everybody. My name is Bob Long. Today, we're bringing you coverage of the recently concluded press days of the New York International Auto Show, held at the Javits Center right here in Manhattan. It's the oldest auto show in the nation. And right now, we're going to shine the spotlight on all things Bentley by welcoming the head of marketing for Bentley, James Barkley. James, welcome to the program. How you doing?
Yeah, thank you, Bob. I'm doing great. Thank you. And thank you very much for having me on the show.
Well, this is a very exciting time for Bentley. We just recently saw the launch of the all-new revised Continental, which has got significant upgrades in its second generation. Very excited about that vehicle. And recently, you guys set an amazing world record. Tell us about this world record.
Hey, great, Bob. We're really excited about it. It's the iSpeed record. But we set a record actually a few years ago doing the same thing. We thought, hang on, we actually really want to go back and have a real crack at it. And so we have. So at the start of this year, we went with Juha Kankkunen, former world rally champion, and took the Continental Supersport to the Sea of Bothnia to go and break the production speed record on ice. Amazing effort. It was a 10-mile track which we basically graded out from the ice shelf and set about doing the record run. And we went there. It's a bit of, you know, Bentley's quite a daring brand, and it's what we're about. We're about doing these exciting things and setting ourselves, you know, new challenges. It's what Walter and Bentley did originally.
That's true.
Boys. So exactly, that's what it was about. And we went and attempted the record, and we're absolutely thrilled to achieve 205.4 miles an hour. The Guinness Book of Records are there, so it stands as official record, which is great. And it's just something which again showcases the real world relevance of the cars. The fact is, we did it with a super sports convertible of all things.
Wow.
Yeah. And on standard winter tyres, so we're not studded tyres. You know, it shows the real world capability of the all wheel drive we have with on the GT, and importantly also just shows the ability of winter tyres and the benefit you have with that all wheel drive. So there's a great relevant reason. It was fun to go and do it with the convertible. And Juha Kankkunen is like, you know, he's a modern Bentley boy. He's a daring guy, you know, and so it was great to go and do and achieve. We're really, really happy with the result.
Absolutely. It's a remarkable achievement, and it is absolutely true that the Bentley Continentals, and they're just remarkable vehicles, all the Bentleys with all-wheel drive, and they are basically 24/7 supercars. You can drive them year-round. I know Bentley, like myself, is based corporately out of Boston, so it's not unusual for me to see GTs and GTCs on the road all year-round.
Absolutely, and yeah, that's one of the joys of the product, especially with GT. You know, we want to create a modern day supercar that had the best of a luxury car and also the best of a supercar, really. And with a GT, you know, the first generation GT went down so well, to be honest. It's the most successful Bentley that, you know, we've ever made, and you know, to say that, you know, in the, if you like, relaunch of Bentley, we'd immediately have the most successful car in the company's history is amazing. But all the elements that made it successful, the design, the accessible performance, the effortless performance, and the suitability of all-wheel drive in all conditions is exactly what we wanted to create, a real-world, modern-day Grand Tourer. And the Grand Tourer is defined by performance and luxury. And yeah, it's amazing. We can go and set things like speed records with what, in essence, is also a luxury car.
That is spectacular, the fact that you did not use studded tires and that you used the convertible variant. And in celebration of that, I understand you're going to be making some very limited edition vehicles. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we are, but so of course, as a result, you know, it's a great opportunity to, you know, a lot of interest generated from it. So we're going to produce 100 cars, which will be called the Continental Supersports Convertible ISR, which have some of the real visual cues from the record car, some wonderful decals and some color coding on components in the car, some wonderful elements like red carbon weave, and it's sort of maximizing not only from a visual point of view what the ice record car was about, but also from a performance point of view. So a bit more power, 631 horsepower, some more torque, slightly louder exhaust notes, you know, a bit more sporting because we did some changes to the back pressure on the exhaust. So yeah, it's creating that essence, and these cars that celebrate things like records are very, very nice to have, and people really respect respond very well to products like that. So we're really happy to have this limited small runner cars entering the market.
Let's compare the original Bentley Continental GT with this all-new second rendition. Certainly a number of significant upgrades and improvements, especially I've heard in the area of quietness. Now, I was fortunate enough to drive a GTC convertible once, and I never found the car as being noisy to begin with. So when I read that it's like 60% quieter, it's just remarkable.
Yeah, it's you know, we looked at it with the new GT, just starting at the original point, that we wanted to, you know, the GT, as I said, most successful car we've ever made. We wanted to, you know, we talk about an evolution rather than a revolution. And, you know, constantly, we're always, you know, we're an engineering company by heart, and so we're always, you know, improving. But with the new GT, it's particularly important. We wanted to not only find more performance, we also wanted to add more technology. And absolutely, from a luxury point of view, not only in the cabin approach we took, but in the refinement point of view, it's very important, because we wanted the car to, again, while it performs at extremes, it should also be luxurious at extremes. So being quiet and being able to spend time in it. A traditional Gran Turismo is a car you shouldn't get tired doing miles in, and that's exactly what we're trying to achieve by, you know, noise reduction. So whilst it's very quiet when you're cruising, with an open throttle, it has a great tone as well.
It does, yeah.
And that's the whole point. It's that balance. It has, you know, it has two different sort of personalities. It's very calm and relaxing to drive long distances, and, you know, if you want to have a sporting driving experience, you change down a gear and pull the throttle, and it sounds fantastic. You know, that's what we believe has been so successful with the first generation of GT. And while we've sort of, again, improved what we had with the GT with the second generation.
Aerodynamically, is the second generation a little slicker than the first?
Yeah, we've improved drag slightly on the car. We did a lot of work on the actual body shape, as you can see. All new panels on the car. The only thing we didn't change was the roof, because we wanted to keep that same roof line. But everything else was new. We incorporated a lot of new technology in some of the way we created those panels, using vacuum superforming as well. But basically, we created a car which is slightly, as you can see, wider as well, which helps us. It has a slightly lower look to the car, but that's actually because we've raised the waistline of the car as well. So we've seen some drag benefits, but as a result, the car actually, from an exterior point of view, looks more sporting, a bit more aggressive, wider at the front and the rear to create that more aggressive look as well. So we had the opportunity to add a bit more aggression to the exterior body shape, but keeping that iconic design, which is what we wanted to achieve.
Performance-wise, is there an improvement in the 12-cylinder variant? And also, there's some news of a new power plant offering in the second generation.
Yeah, so we slightly increased horsepower and also torque. So just 565 horsepower, so that should be sufficient. Absolutely. And, you know, the W12 with the twin-turbo application works really, really well for us. It's, you know, we talk about effortless performance.
It is.
Maximum horsepower at 1,600 RPM. It's a very low revving engine, that effortless idea where you don't have to be revving the engine to go fast. It picks up very, very quickly from low RPM. It's an engine which has worked incredibly well. So we've continued to evolve that engine. And ultimately is the, you know, in terms of the pinnacle power plant for the car. And then, of course, as we have mentioned previously, we'll be introducing another engine variant, which will be coming later on as well.
Oh, that's great. Outstanding news. And what's been the reaction to the second generation GT dealer-wise as well as customer-wise?
I'm pleased to say really, really good. We launched a car in Detroit at the start of the year. We've just finished actually a whole process of launch activity, which had some metro market events across the country. We did an event here in New York, an event in Los Angeles, an event in Miami, and we just finished. The dealers have just all had our launch cars traveling, so 44 dealers, which it's been fantastic actually. It's been met with great reception by both dealers and customers and prospective customers as well. So we're at the point where we're starting to sell the year out, which is fantastic, and it's exciting to see this, you know, real positivity returning. And we all know we've been through a really challenging period, but, you know, through that period, Bentley's continued to invest. We launched the Mulsanne at the end of last
year,
which is you know, quite an incredible car, just the ultimate of everything that we do. And by also developing and continuing to launch the and continue with the philosophy of having the new GT, we didn't hold back on any investment. It's worked out perfectly, because we're at the point where positivity is really returning. We've got two amazingly exciting cars, and to see GT being received so well, it's fantastic. So we're at the point where we're starting to sell the year out now, which is is great, and Mulsanne is sold out for this year. So yeah, it's you know, in Bentley's own way, in our way of continue to sell cars and have cars where customers can come and order a specification that really works for them in that kind of true bespoke kind of manner. That's something which we're really excited to keep on doing. We're glad to see it being responded well to.
We'll take a pit stop and then more from New York.
Today on The Long Drive, what's Ford doing in the hybrid realm? The Long Drive is brought to you by LifeShield.
So is it too late to talk to the kids?
Yeah, they're already asleep.
I really miss you guys.
Well, then you should tell your boss, no more business trips.
Yeah, right, that'll go over well. Anyway, I will.
I just heard a noise downstairs.
What?
Oh my God, someone's in the house!
Call 911 and don't move.
But they're already in the house!
Don't put your home and your family at risk. Call LifeShield Home Security today. 877-404-7453. Get the best protection at the best price. It's 65% less expensive than ADT or Broadview. And with three layers of backup protection, LifeShield's wireless system stays on during power outages if your internet goes down, even if your phone lines are cut.
I have to get the kids!
Just wait for the police!
And right now, get 30 days of free home security with LifeShield's risk-free trial. Call 877-404-7453. Protect your home and family now. Call 877-404-7453 or visit trylifeshield.com for more. Call 877-404-7453 now.
There's lots of confusion out there, the difference between a hybrid vehicle, a partial hybrid vehicle, an electric car. Well, let's find out more from Sharif Markaby, Ford's Director of Electric Vehicle Projects.
We've had hybrid electric vehicles, which is what HEV stands for, and we launched last year the second generation, which is the Ford Fusion Hybrid. And the hybrid electric vehicle, which we call them full hybrids, which is, runs on high voltage, about usually over 350 volts battery. What it is, it's a combination of the traditional powertrain with a gas engine, and then it's supplemented with electric power from the battery.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I guess I should know by the way you put your car sideways.
My name is Bob Long, and in this hour of the broadcast, we're going to bring you some spectacular guests from the recently held press days of the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. And we kick this hour off in grand style by welcoming Mazda Senior Vice President Robert Davis back to the program. Robert, how you doing?
I'm good, Bob. Hey, spectacular and great in the same sentence. That's pretty nice. Thank you very much, sir.
Well, we definitely enjoy having you on the show here because you're a real car guy. I mean, unlike some other executives from other companies that I won't tell you that you probably know, you've got gasoline running through your veins. You race. You do the whole deal. When did it start for you?
That's a bad habit. I think it was started at birth. I mean, I come from a car kind of family, three generations in the business, so I've been afflicted with this terrible disease. It's sometimes I say it's worse than crack cocaine. It's at least as expensive.
And I know it wasn't last year, but the year before, you actually won a national title racing your RX-8.
Yeah, you know that they say a blind squirrel finds an acorn every once in a while, and was able to beat my teammate to a championship in NASA, and it was great. The RX-8's a great race car. We really like it. And the GT program on the RX-8s have been really well, too, including two Rolex Daytona 24-hour wins, which is really a great testament to the reliability of the RX-8 and the rotary engine.
And certainly a great testament to the Mazda brand is the fact that you guys are so active in motorsports and support motorsports. You guys have created a ladder program, which has brought us many upcoming drivers, and a lot of these drivers have moved way up the totem pole, and you were one of the most instrumental guys in making that happen. And for those of our listeners who may not know about the program, why don't you tell them all about it?
Well, it really starts from our grassroots support of racing. You know, more Mazdas are road raced every weekend than any other brand. And that's not me, Bob. That's my team in motorsports development, selling parts and offering technical support and contingency support. And there's 9,000 Mazda racers out there. And that's the foundation of our program, because they not only race our cars, they buy our cars, they recommend them to our consumers, because we know that we can't race cars without selling them. And so with that level of support as the foundation, we use the ladder to build through so amateur racers can get a chance to go pro racing, or our youngsters in the open wheel side can go through karting, Skip Barber, our partners at USF 2000, Star Mazda, and now up to Indy Lights and IndyCar. So it's a progression. It's the equivalent of single A, double A, triple A, and Major League Baseball.
Sure. Yep.
And at no time that I remember, particularly on the open wheel part in the U.S. or in North America, has the ladder been any clearer. You understand as a parent, if you've got a child that wants to go into that and wants to live their dream of racing, they can go through that ladder system. And it also opens it up to amateurs that have been longtime Mazda racers. A friend of mine, Scott Shelton, won the Mazda Shootout last year, and he's racing in the MX-5 Cup presented by Playboy, and it's a dream come true for him, and it's really a great opportunity. I'm honored to represent it, but certainly not me. It's a lot of good, strong people and a lot of strong support from all the executives at Mazda.
Well, Robert, let's talk about some of the big news here in New York. As usual, the New York show is a very important venue. Seems like you guys really love coming to the Big Apple, and you've done a number of things this year, including a concept vehicle, which is a really, really well-executed piece of work, and I believe a kind of a glimpse into the future of production vehicles.
Yeah, we're showing the Minaghi concept here today, and it is a preview of the CX-5. The CX-5 is a new crossover that we're developing and will launch the spring of next year. The CX-5 is exciting because it's not only a car that will compete head-to-head with our competitors, CR-V and RAV4, but it's a great opportunity for Mazda 3 owners that are ready to trade in and get something else and go into a different segment. It launches with the first complete use of our SkyActiv suite of technologies, so SkyActiv engine, SkyActiv transmission, SkyActiv architecture as far as body architecture, and also our new design concept called Kodo Design, which is really was shown by the Shinari concept car last summer. So great car. Really, it'll be here next year, and we're excited to show it off in New York. available in front wheel or all wheel drive. A lot of good details there. Please, I think everybody in the area, come by and take a look.
A revised Mazda 3 for 2012, featuring that very same technology you were just telling us about. I'm hearing remarkable fuel economy numbers.
Yeah, the 2012 Mazda 3 will come with SkyActiv technology, a 2-liter gasoline engine with a 6-speed automatic transmission, which will deliver a 40 mpg EPA rating on the highway. And it's a testament to the strength of this technology. Our competitors have launched some 40 mpg cars, but they have had to go to all new cars to get to the 40 mpg area. The strength of the Mazda 3 allows you to go to a car that you know and allows us in a minor change cycle to get to the 40 mpg. And as you know, Mazda 3 is our best-selling car, so we're applying our best and newest technology to the car that we sell the most of, again, having the biggest impact on our overall fuel economy.
And again, very, very remarkable technology contained in a very affordable car. The Mazda 3 stickers at a very affordable entry level. And in addition to the engine technology, I know you've made some additional upgrades to the vehicle as well. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we've changed the front fascia. Got some criticism, let's just face it. Some people didn't like the smile of our front fascia, so we changed the front fascia there. We've also worked through on interior improvements, improving the way you interact with the audio system, the air conditioner, the MID display, and also changed some interior components like the seat fabrics and the way the headliners and things work. So great improvements on the Mazda 3. The car's been in the marketplace 2 years, and we're doing all these improvements, including the new powertrain. So it's a good change for us, again, on our most popular car.
How far off down the line are we going to have to wait to see the 2012 Mazda 3? When is it scheduled for showroom delivery?
Normal time, be in the showrooms this fall. And, technically based on where your audience is, it could be as early as August. It could be as late as September, just where they're at.
Excellent. And Robert, again, thank you very much. Every year, Mazda, for the last 22 years, has hosted a media dinner, and myself and my producer were guests there last night, and so appreciate that. You guys are so nice to the press, because in Los Angeles, you took us to a hockey game, my first time ever in the Staples Center, so that was cool, and I know you would have rather have been at a motorsports event, but nevertheless, it was quite exciting.
No, that was fun, and the dinner last night was good. You know, we're good about taking weight out of our cars, but not good at taking weight out of our executives.
Well, there's no way I can come back from that one without getting in trouble, so I'll stop right now. Senior Vice President of Mazda, Robert Davis, it's always a pleasure to share the mic with you, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Talk to you soon.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic, they're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Are you paying more than you have to for your home loan?
Discover how to take advantage of the lowest interest rates in decades and put money back in your pocket every month. Hometown Financial has been authorized to offer new mortgage rates that are starting a new refi boom. Rates are in the mid-4s. That means lower interest and lower payments for you. Act now to lock in your low rate for 30 years before rates go up again. You never know when waiting even one day could cost you thousands in interest payments. For a free rate quote to refinance or for first-time homebuyers, call Hometown Financial now at 800-526-5399. Our friendly professionals will help you find a loan that is best fit for you to save the maximum amount of money possible. Discover just how little you could be paying for your home. Call 800-526-5399. That's 800-526-5399. Rates might never be this low again in your lifetime. Don't miss out. Call 800-526-5399.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps. Summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps. Summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set in the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with 4 different gears, you can really get lost.
Right now, we are joined by Jeep's president and CEO, Mike Manley. Hey there, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on the show again.
Well, we got lots to talk about. Why don't we begin with the exciting news that just happened just a few moments ago. I haven't had a chance to see it up close, but you guys have unveiled my favorite variant of the Jeep Grand Cherokee, the SRT8 variant, and you got to tell us all about it.
No, it was exciting. Exciting news for us. As you know, when we launched the Grand Cherokee, the new one, we were very quiet on SRT, but we got a lot of communication from our customers asking us to bring back the SRT8 because the last one was so good. So it is fantastic to be able to unveil it here at the show. And you're right, it's the ultimate performance SUV. This vehicle has been significantly updated, and the technology we've deployed means that it's a complete package. It's a fantastic vehicle.
And it's packing a new power plant, 6.4 liters, and it runs on the MVS technology, so when you're on the highway, you're only running on 4 cylinders.
That's right. Yes, it's a new 6.4, so 465 horsepower, 465 foot-pounds of torque, so a lot of power in there, but
that's
we put the fuel saver in. in there, which has improved the fuel economy significantly from the previous one. And we've also got an active exhaust valve, which will hold you in fuel saver mode for longer while you're on the highway. But rest assured, as soon as you touch the throttle, the thing will move.
And as far as the styling of the vehicle, the vehicle seems a lot bolder, and also, I mean, I'm very much a fan of the new Grand Cherokee overall design and also just the architecture of it, but I think you've done a great job with the exterior execution on this one.
Yeah, thank you. We really did want it to look differently on the road, and so we lowered it to begin with. We put a new front fascia on there, which incorporated a couple of things, had our daytime running lights, but it also had air dams so we could channel air in to keep the brakes cooler and stop any fade issues with that. So that was important for us. Then we put new body side cladding on there, which I think looks really great. And, you know, once you start, you can't stop. So we put a new set of wheels on the vehicle as well. But, you know, one of the most distinctive features that I think people will talk about is the new hood. We've got a deeply scooped hood, which includes air, hot air extraction. So, again, it's functional as well as aesthetic. And the overall design now is very planted, very much sports-like, and you can clearly see the difference between this performance animal compared to, for example, an Overland, a much more sophisticated executive-type vehicle. So we were very pleased with the way it came out. I'm glad you noticed.
Great vehicle, and you can see it down here at the New York International Auto Show. So come on down during the public days and check that one out. And also check out Camp Jeep is returned here to New York. And I recently learned, and I wouldn't have anticipated it, that New York State is the number one Jeep market. Is that correct?
It's certainly one of the most important ones for us. Absolutely. This area for us, we've got incredibly loyal customers, and you know, that's one of the reasons why we bought Camp Jeep back here, because we've bought it here for a few years. They really enjoy the experience. You know, we've had on previous shows 20,000 people go through Camp Jeep. It's been a great success, and you know, the weather looks as if it's going to be kind. It looks as if it's breaking a little bit, so we know it's going to attract a lot of customers. But you're right, this is a very, very important market for Jeep,
as is the whole New England area too. Up in where I live, suburban Boston, there's an awful lot of Jeeps on the road, especially Grand Cherokees.
Mm-hmm. Well, Grand Cherokees, you know, since we've launched it, has been received by the market very, very well. But the previous generations as well are out there, and one of the things that Grand Cherokee has is huge loyalty within its segment.
Absolutely.
So we're trying to talk to all of our old customers and you know, their family members almost of the Jeep brand, and get them into the new Grand Cherokee. And this is, as I said, it's a great opportunity for them to come here, look at the new Grand Cherokee, get to experience it on the Camp Jeep, and continue the success Grand Cherokee's having.
When you look at the interior of the new Grand Cherokee, it really blows you away when you look at the price point, and you can get the wonderful new V6 power plant or the Hemi power plant, and you combine that with that wonderful new interior, and you've got yourself quite a package there, because the architecture on this vehicle, I know in driving one for a week up in New England, much more solid, quieter than before, and just a better all-handling vehicle than we've ever had from Jeep.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the Jeep engineers, when they took this platform, really did a phenomenal job. I mean, we stiffened the vehicle, as you know, which helps handling. We put an incredible amount of work and investment into the noise levels within the interior, and I think they've done a phenomenal job. So, dynamically, the vehicle drives incredibly well with low noise levels on the road, but also with the other technology, it still has all the capability you'd expect from a Grand Cherokee. So, it's, as I said, been received very well, but it's a credit to the engineers. They did a phenomenal job with the architecture.
Mike, another big story here, and will be throughout the year, is the big anniversary of the Jeep brand, 70 years young.
Absolutely.
Congratulations.
Thank
you. I know you're going to be rolling out some special edition models to honor that.
Yeah, absolutely. After 70 years, we really do need to take some time to thank all our customers and celebrate that. It's a great milestone for the brand. So each model within the Jeep line will have a 70th anniversary edition, and you know, in the past people have just put badges on them and said it's 70th anniversary, but we've really gone the extra mile to celebrate this. We've changed the interiors, we've changed the clusters, we've got special paint runs, we've got proper decals and other changes to make sure that these are unique vehicles. And they're just about to hit the marketplace, and the 70th anniversary celebrations are going to happen through the back end of spring and through the rest of the summer. So it's really exciting time for everybody in Jeep and all of our Jeep customers, I hope.
Another important update from the folks at Jeep is the fact that the Compass has been redesigned for 2011, and it's a significant redesign. Not only does it benefit from an all-new interior, but also, for the first time, it's trail-rated, and it's got the front end of a Grand Cherokee, kind of a downsized Grand Cherokee face, so to speak, and I like it.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. You know, the old Compass, we received a number of customer comments and criticisms saying, is this a real Jeep? It's not trail-rated. And the styling, as you know, was a little bit polarizing for the old one. So again, we spent a lot of time rechanging the overall styling of the vehicle, but also its driving characteristics. And as part of that, we took the opportunity to make a genuine trail rated version. So now we can say beyond doubt this is a true Jeep. It has the look of a Jeep. You can buy a trail rated version. And we started the marketing campaign last month, and I've got to say, Compass sales up over 100% year over year, so a good start again.
Absolutely. And let's touch a little on the Wrangler. Of course, it's an iconic vehicle, and very much, of course, part of that 70 years of Jeep, going back to World War II and even before that. But I know that you guys made some real significant improvements on the interior. Ralph Shields and his team did a wonderful job there in bringing what is a very fun vehicle a little bit more up to date.
Absolutely.
There's no other way to say it.
No, I think that's right. You know, when you make changes to Wrangler because of its history and because of the fans that it has out there, you have to be very careful because, you know, you've got a winning formula that you do have to work on. You do have to bring it up to date. You have to keep it relevant. And I think you're right. Ralph and his guys on the interior, they were able to significantly update it, improve the comfort level, but still keep it Wrangler. You know, you can still hose it out if you've got got dirt in there. But it's interesting because Wrangler, as the icon of the brand, with the changes on the interior and, of course, the Sahara body-coloured hardtop, has just gone from strength to strength. I mean, it's the sales at the back end of last year and through the first quarter, I've been very, very pleased with that. And in international markets as well, believe it or not, in many markets, Wrangler is now the volume-selling vehicle. So the legend continues to evolve, and it's an incredible vehicle to own.
We'll take a pit stop and then more from New York.
Baby, let's cruise away from here. Don't be confused, the way is clear.
This is singer-songwriter Steve Dickinson, lead vocalist for the Reed and Dickinson Band. You're listening to Tonight We Ride, a new CD featuring Alto Reed, legendary sax man and member of Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band, and myself, Steve Dickinson, on lead vocals. Tonight We Ride is available on iTunes, Amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble.
You know, these days, we all can afford to save some money. Let me tell you about a simple device called the Tornado that helps your vehicle go further on a tank of gas. It works by creating a swirling effect in your engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of fuel and air, giving you more power and more mileage. You can't go wrong. Tornado is easy to install and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado device today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. We're in New York at the Auto Show. My name is Bob Long. We're with GMC's Marketing Director for Crossovers, and it's my pleasure to welcome Hugh Milne. Hey there, Hugh. How you doing?
Great, Bob. Appreciate you having me here today.
Well, tell us about all the exciting happenings here in New York. I know you guys have had a lot of big news to share.
Yeah, and you know, New York is always a great show for us. We're debuting our GMC IntelliLink here at the show today, which is debuting on our Terrain, which we actually debuted the Terrain we launched and revealed here in New York 2 years ago, and it's just been a great sales success since.
Excellent. For those of our listeners who may not be familiar with IntelliLink, tell our folks across the country all about it.
Well, GMC IntelliLink is really our connected version going forward for our radio system. So it debuts on Terrain for 2012, and it'll be coming to the rest of the GMC lineup over the next 18 to 24 months. And with the system for Terrain, Terrain gets a standard color touch radio across every model. And from there, you'll be able to upgrade to the IntelliLink system that allows you to seamlessly integrate your smartphone right into the radio system. So a couple things can allow you to do. You're actually going to be able to stream music. So you can take your Pandora, your Stitcher accounts, play it right through your radio. It'll show up like a radio station. You can program it as a favorites on the button. As you choose, you know, thumbs up, thumbs down, Pandora, it actually works right through your account. The other thing that we're bringing to IntelliLink is the fact that you're going to have a lot much better voice recognition system. So you'll be able to use the phone in your Bluetooth connectivity. It'll recognize your phone book, so you can simply say, dial home, and it'll just call home immediately.
Yes. Yeah,
very simple. And the great thing is the screens and everything are set up very much like your smartphone. So it's not very intuitive to use, very simple, You know, keep your eyes on the road and hands on the wheel.
Yeah, it sounds very, very easy to use, and that's going to be music to a lot of people's ears. Tell us about some of the other happenings on the crossover side of the fence and on the GMC side of the fence.
Well, from a crossover perspective, Terrain, you know, continues to be a runaway sales success. We still can't build enough of those. We have been out with the Acadia Denali since September, and it's similar with those. It's been a much bigger success than we originally thought on Acadia. Being a great family vehicle, and Denali is really, you know, expanding our customer base a little more upscale, higher end, and you know, we continue to attract nearly 50% female buyers with both those products.
Interesting. And are those buyers at times conquest buyers coming into the brand for the first time?
Yeah, and actually both those products are nearly 40-50% conquest.
Wow, that's quite an achievement, definitely. Tell us a little bit about the importance of the New York Auto Show. I would imagine this neck of the woods, this part of the country, is a very important place for you guys to be represented well.
Oh, absolutely. When you look at, like, just the New York market in and of itself, it by far is, you know, the biggest crossover market out there. And for us, it's always been a very good place for Denali. We've had tremendous success with Yukon Denali, you know, which was our lead Denali brand. And premium Acadia Denali, you know, is, you know, this is our best market by far.
And the crossover segment continues to grow by leaps and bounds. It seems like more and more people are looking for all-wheel drive.
Yes, yeah, and we do nearly 50% of our sales are all-wheel drive. And when you start talking the Northeast, it's probably more like 60 or 70%.
That is absolutely true. When folks come over to the show here, all of our folks listening on our local affiliate, WWRL in New York, New York, which covers all of the tri-state area, what are some of the cool things that they can expect to see on the show floor?
Well, I mean, it's just a great show, and it's very expanded. We actually just came from the Transformers reveal and Cake Boss being here, which was pretty exciting to see, and, you know, that'll be here through the course of the show, which I'm sure everybody's kids are going to want to take a look at.
Absolutely. Well, I can't wait to check out the new system and all of the offerings, so definitely everybody come on down and take a look. You, it's been a pleasure sharing the microphone with you, and we look forward to further updates from you down the road.
Thanks, Bob. I really appreciate you having me today.
Bob Log, along with Paul Ferriola, who is now with BMW. The last time we talked with Paul, he was the head guy at Rolls-Royce, so he's moved within the company. Congratulations.
Thanks very much.
Well, big news here in the Apple, the Big Apple of New York. A couple of very important introductions. Let's begin with certainly one of my favorite vehicles in the BMW portfolio, and that's the 6 Series. You guys recently unveiled the convertible variant, but now this is the 650i Coupe. Tell us all about this new offering.
Well, we're excited. The 6 Series family is now complete. We got the convertible and the coupe out. Based heavily based on the convertible, it's a car that's sportier, yet a lot more comfortable. It's a little bit bigger. We've got a 75-millimeter wider track, 8-speech automatic transmissions, and it's just a great driving car.
And you were telling me a little bit off air, I haven't had the chance to check it out, that the driving experience from the perspective of the pilot there is more cockpit-oriented than what we've seen in the 6 Series in the past.
We have. We've focused more of the controls. We've angled everything on the left and the right side so they're facing the driver, a little bit more of a driver's-oriented interior design. And we've got a lot more leather, and it's just a much more luxurious a comfortable interior. We'll be launching a Bang & Olufsen audio system within
cool.
the coupe, and it just sounds fantastic.
That sounds great. When will the 650i coupe be available for sale at local BMW dealerships?
It should be coming late this year.
Excellent. And lots of power there, too. Wow, 400 horsepower and 450 pound-feet of torque, and that torque looks like it's a really flat curve. Boy, you can get torque as low as 750 RPM, the peak torque. That's amazing, Paul.
A lot of flexibility, and I think, you know, you can drive the car aggressively, enjoy a real sporting drive. Yet with all that torque down low, you can drive in a more relaxed fashion and take it easy and still have fun.
Let's talk about a new update to the very popular Z4 Roadster. In the past, it was always a 6-cylinder, but now a 4-cylinder engine is being offered in Z4. Tell us about the decision to do so.
We haven't had a 4-cylinder engine in North America on sale since the late 1990s. The Z3 was launched with a 4-cylinder, had a 138 horsepower 4. We've now launched, we've brought the 4-cylinder back. It's our twin-power turbo 4-cylinder. It has 240 horsepower, 260 foot-pounds of torque. And it goes on sale later this year.
That's fantastic. And, of course, everybody's into connectivity and mobile electronics these days. And I understand another announcement here at the New York International Show is to do with BMW apps. Tell us all about that.
Yeah, you know, it's important. A lot of people spend a lot of time in their cars, and we want to make that time. And they're not always enjoying the drive. Some of the times, like me, they're stuck in traffic. So we're doing what we can to improve the connectivity. Make that time in the car and some of those tough commutes as productive as possible. So there's a whole array of features there, and we're excited about sort of making that time more productive.
Fantastic. I know a little bit earlier before the show opened for the press here in New York, you had an event at the Manhattan BMW dealership with a very important announcement, and of course folks can see that vehicle here at the show as well. Tell us all about what went down a little bit earlier this week.
We've launched for later this year, we'll start leasing our BMW Active E. It's an all-electric BMW, rear-wheel drive BMW. It's based on the 1 Series Coupe, the two-door. It's 100% BMW. It's a car that you love driving, but it's 100% electric. And the world's changing. We're proud right now. You can go to a BMW store later this year and get an electric car. You can get a diesel car, a hybrid electric, an active hybrid electric, or you can get a great-performing internal combustion gasoline-powered engine.
So a little something for everybody, and certainly a whole lot of performance.
Yeah. Now, this car, the great thing about electric motors is a tremendous amount of torque available, essentially from 1 RPM. So it gets off the line quickly. It charges quickly as well. It has 100-mile range, and with the once you install the 220 power charger in your home, you can charge it in a few hours.
Is this area of the country an important one for the BMW market, the tri-state area, New York City? Is it?
Oh, it's a big important market for us, and the Active E will only be available in California, and then Boston, Connecticut, the Metro New York area.
Okay.
We only have 700 of these cars coming for and later this year, so it's
sure.
A very limited number.
Excellent. So I understand you've been doing some upgrades to the local dealership here in Manhattan, so we encourage all of our listeners to step on by and take a look.
Yeah, it's great. It's a good location right off the West Side Highway, and we're going to invest heavily and make that a real beautiful store.
I don't know, Paul. It seems like the New York Auto Show continues to gain popularity as far as the automakers are concerned. You guys always are very busy here introducing lots of product, but there seems like there's a lot of energy in the air, which is good for the entire industry.
No doubt about it. You know, it's an important market for us. We do really well in the Metro New York area. Our buyers here are important. A lot of consumers come to the show, and it's great for industry news as well.
Well, I can't wait to check out that 650i Coupe. If I win the lottery, I'll get one of those. I'll give you a call, okay?
All right, I'll see you at the stand later.
All right, sounds good.
Right,
we'll take a pit stop, and then more of our New York show coverage.
Hey, you!
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.